WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Details have been released of Saturday's motorcade bringing Barbara Pierce Bush to her burial site outside the Bush Library.
Texas A&M officials and College Station police recommend being in place by 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon. The motorcade will exit Highway 6 at Texas Avenue and College Station, proceed north on Texas to George Bush Drive, then turn west to the Bush Library. A link to the motorcade maps online at WTAW.com. There will be no public viewing opportunities near the library and museum. The burial on the grounds of the library and museum will be a private family event. According to the Barbara Pierce Bush website, the Bush family gravesite will reopen to the public on Sunday. Bush Museum will be closed tomorrow and Saturday. The museum's open at no charge from 9:30 until 8 today and next Monday and Tuesday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the first time in recent history, Brazos County officials held a ribbon cutting of a major road project. County Judge Dwayne Peters did the honors yesterday at Mesa Verde Drive, which connects Highway 6 between Texas World Speedway and the Indian Lakes subdivision south of College Station.
Now we've got a second way out of Indian Lakes, and certainly more development could occur from here.
Developer Paul Clark donated the land, and the county spent just over $1 million to build the new road. The decision to turn the city of Bryan's former golf course into a super park is a 100 to 200-year decision, according to Mayor Andrew Nelson.
If you look at Central Park in New York, nobody even knows or cares what it cost at the time.
On our show, Nelson says he expects the super park to generate a return on what will be a multi-million dollar level of investment.
And I'm not saying we're going to go bankrupt over this. We're not going to do that. We're going to be reasonable, but we want it to be nice, and people shouldn't be thinking this is going to be a cheap project. It's going to be a beautiful park, and it's going to allow us to do economic development.
A preliminary design of the $10 to $50 million project is supposed to be done by the end of September. Bryan School District Superintendent Christy Whitbeck started her second year on the job this week. Reviewing her first year with WTAW News, she says she is farther along than she expected a year ago. One example began last August in resolving the unexpected problems with busing students.
I really wasn't there for the initial planning. I'm the superintendent, and I'm owning it, and I'm going to work with everybody to fix it. And that's what we did. I mean, but it was all hands on deck. You know, everybody rolled up their sleeves and everybody made it happen. And that's the beauty of the type of people that we have in this district. Amazing employees, amazing leaders.
Whitbeck continues to work on her number one goal, changing culture, as she continues to meet with employees on campus and district offices during lunch in what she calls soup with the soup. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 57 degrees. Text us your news tips, traffic alerts, and photos to 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
You know the name, Cangelosi Roofing Restoration. You know Cangelosi Roofing is local. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration is also your insurance claim specialist. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration. Johnny Cangelosi, Aggie Class of 83. He stands behind his work and backs up all warranties. Cangelosi Roofing, a local Aggie roofer taking care of his neighbors. Call locally 450-4783. That's 450-4783. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration.
709. Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs. Is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Sunshine and a few clouds today, breezy and mild with a high in the middle 70s. Becoming partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows will fall back into the lower 50s. Plenty of clouds and a few sunny breaks on Friday, breezy with a high in the lower to middle 70s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Friday night, low 55 to 60. And cloudy and breezy on Saturday with showers and thunderstorms likely, high again in the middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Houston Rockets are only two wins away from advancing to the second round of the NBA playoffs. After a big-time win over the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, 102-82, Coach Mike D'Antoni following the victory.
We didn't play very well the first quarter, obviously, but they're only up five. It's 23-18. And then sooner or later, we've got too many guys. Somebody's going to catch fire.
Well, the Rockets are going to be looking to catch fire as they're going to be taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves on Saturday. So we'll talk about that. Also, the San Antonio Spurs in action tonight. So much more than that coming up in sports.
So there you are. So we didn't talk about the Starbucks thing because, you know, if you wanted to talk about that, you could talk about it someplace else.
Okay.
We touched on it just a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, but not much. Anyway, so now apparently there's an internet hoax out there falsely suggesting that the company has issued coupons that will entitle African-Americans to free coffee.
Mm.
Just to make things a little more complicated, the fake coupons followed the days of the protests and the apologies and all that, and then they're going to close their stores on May 29th to educate employees. The coupons, which were circulating on social media, said that the holder was entitled to one free drink limited to persons of African-American heritage. It's not true, okay?
It's a fake. It's a hoax.
On top of everything
fake
else.
Fake news.
Yeah,
fake news.
We're having trouble again with Southwest Airlines today. They're in the news for the wrong reason. You hear about them losing a woman's prosthetic foot?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't hear that one yet.
Well, and it's, of course, I don't know who drove the story out, but it happens the day after we found out about the lady who unfortunately passed away because of the accident. By the way, first about that.
Yeah, because I think I said I may have heard that she had a heart attack, but that was not the reason for death.
It was the shrapnel. Of course, we have a story on that today in our news. Now, apparently oxygen masks, of course, dropped from the cabin ceiling during the incident because the window blew out, and so the cabin depressurized. And there's a public Facebook post by Marty Martinez, a passenger on the flight. A former flight attendant shared one of Martinez's photos on Twitter along with a reminder, people should cover their nose and mouth with an oxygen mask.
Yeah.
How many times have you sat on an airplane and not listened to what they tell you to do?
Every time.
More than I've listened.
That's right. And so as a result, there were people who did not know how to properly put on their oxygen mask. So from now on, remember, it goes over your face and it goes over your mouth.
Yeah, there were folks that were just wearing it over their mouths. But honestly, in that kind of situation, even if you know what to do, it's going to be tough because I'm sure a lot of folks were panicking.
Panic, no doubt. All right, then there's the story of Margaret Crawford. Miss Crawford is not happy with Southwest Airlines because they lost her mom's luggage that contained her prosthetic foot. Her mom is 97. Luggage missing for 2 weeks, eventually found in Atlanta. Southwest in contact with Margaret daily, but feels there's no reason that they should have lost the luggage for 2 weeks. It seems that her mother was flying to Belize, Crawford was flying to Belize to bring her mother the foot.
Oh, okay.
I feel that they robbed me, and it's the principal. I want to witness my mom putting that shoe on and be able to dance. Although Southwest Airlines offered to pay half of the $500 ticket, she wants a full complimentary ride.
Yeah.
I think she should get one, yeah.
I made a lot of sacrifice to make that trip. I'm expecting Southwest to do the right thing for them to get me there with my luggage. Yeah, I don't know when that part of the story really happened.
Right.
Probably prior to the unfortunate incident that we heard about today.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Southwest probably should have made that go away yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
So that it didn't make the news today.
Yeah, especially since it happened at least 2 weeks ago, if not.
And I don't know. You know, I don't know enough about the system to know. I guess you can lose a piece of luggage clearly for two weeks.
Yeah, but that's a long time.
Yeah, that is a long time.
But she admitted that the Southwest was in contact with her on a daily basis. So,
yeah.
Well, that's anyway. And honestly, and just full disclosure, Southwest is like my favorite airline, just because they're Texas owned.
Yeah.
Based out of Dallas, and it's a fairly cheap airline where bags fly free. Or at least your first two bags. So
they just fly to Atlanta.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, hopefully they'll fly with you. I always just bring like a carry-on. That's usually what I do.
You're a dude.
Yeah, I can fit everything.
Dudes can do
shove
that.
It all in, but
dudes can do that. But the idea is, and they try to make it fun.
I am a bag checker.
They try 100%. To make it fun in the plane, during the flight.
I'm knock on wood, I'm flying Southwest in June.
Okay.
So they
do their announcements that are kind of fun, they try to make it
I think their customer service is great. It's not like I travel all the time, but I've never had a bad experience.
Yeah,
with
no, them. People who do travel a lot that travel Southwest have always enjoyed it, from what I know.
Yep. Probably they'll take care of this.
Every airline has their issues, especially this year, it seems.
18-year-old Texas student took an unexpected date to a senior prom. You hear about this? Joe Marino and Corpus Christi?
Took
his mom, Vanessa.
Was she allowed?
Well, they did. They allowed this. It was a collegiate high school, did that last Friday, officially keeping a promise he made to her when he was in middle school. He says, my mom had me when she was 17, and she did not get to go to her prom.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cute.
It really is. Yeah. Mom said senior year came up, and he brought up prom and asked if he said, I want to ask you to go if you want to go. And she said, I'll do that.
That's cool.
That is cool.
He helped his mom pick out a prom dress, also bought her a corsage, even picked her up. He said, just like it was a kind of a real date thing, rest of the night included your typical prom activity. So there you go. And lots of pictures out there.
Good for him.
Social media that does that.
By the way, does it seem like prom is not happening earlier nowadays than it used to?
I thought.
What I think, because back in January, I was at a restaurant here in town, and I saw some prom kids, and they were from one of the smaller schools.
This is in January?
January.
All right.
Now, I think one of the big reasons is towards the end of the school year, your seniors are involved in a lot of stuff. They have, you know, I remember when I was a senior and I played club volleyball, that's right when a bunch of the big qualifiers are.
Sure.
And so there were girls who you had to pick between missing that qualifier or missing prom.
Yep.
I always had softball playoff games. And so for some of these smaller schools, they do it earlier.
Interesting.
Because if they don't, and think about it. If you have 10 kids who can't go to prom, that's like half your senior class for some of these smaller schools.
Yep.
And so I think a lot of schools are doing it earlier to give the kids an opportunity to go.
But January is still, I mean, I know,
but
you got basketball
going on.
But
if that's when it works.
Well, yeah. But I think you've just got a lot more going on at the end of the school year with different organizations and clubs and graduation, and it just becomes a lot.
Well, that's one of the cultural things about Friday night football. How many times do you see, you go to a little school and you see a football player in uniform playing in a band?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think that is pretty cool.
My roommate was just telling me a story the other day. He does some business with these high school coaches, and one of the coaches at one of the smaller schools said, you know, man, I'm struggling with kids showing pigs and steers.
Right.
And, you know, they're getting it ready. But, you know, that's where they get scholarship money.
That's their world.
And we've got, you know, a regional baseball game or whatever. And so you've got kids who are involved in so many activities that sometimes you kind of have to pick and choose.
Okay, we haven't talked about Facebook in a bad way for a week, so we may as well today.
Okay.
Well, no, here's the thing. Is it goes off the front page, or it goes off the radar screen. It goes off the, you know, the landing page, wherever you go when it comes to the news. But remember, Mark Zuckerberg was at Capitol Hill, was that last week, right?
Yep.
Okay. And denied secretly listening to users through microphones for ad targeting, but the company is able to collect quite a bit of information from a single uploaded photograph.
Oh.
Wall Street Journal talked about this. They published an article called How Pizza Night Can Cost More in Data Than Dollars. In it, The Wall Street Journal examines the subtle ways that you may be handing over personal information to Facebook and other high-tech companies during just an evening at home. One of those ways is shooting and uploading photos using your smartphone. Based on Facebook's privacy and data collective policies, they first receive your photo, caption, and tagged people. The photo can be analyzed to see what they contain, and due to Facebook's big trove of user data, it can identify people who are strangers to you in the photo if you happen to take the picture out in public. But that's just the first layer of the information that they collect. They also have this huge amount of metadata that Facebook gets its hands on as well. Unless you've taken steps to block certain details, Facebook can also collect the location from geotag data, the date, the phone model that you have, the exact device ID of your phone, your cellular and internet service provider, nearby Wi-Fi beacons, cell towers, can be used to triangulate the position, and even things like battery level and cell signal strength, all captured.
Jeez.
So what this means
is creepy.
Facebook can have the power to basically track your movements if you appear in other people's private photos that are shot in public. So they can track you even when you are not the center of the attention. Just letting you know.
Well, it asks you too in a lot of photos if you want to tag yourself. I mean, it's the face recognition thing's been around for a long time.
It has. It has. But now you understand that it goes beyond that first layer. And again, somebody taking a picture of themselves out in public at Northgate, you're in the back picture. Guess what? All of a sudden, they know you were at a certain time.
Wow. Okay.
And sometimes that might be good, sometimes it might be bad, but anyhow, they got it.
By the way, on Snapchat, if you allow it, it tracks your location.
Okay.
So if you're on Snapchat, you can look up a map and see where your fellow Snapchat friends are
now,
at any given time.
You can turn that off.
Right.
Right. But some people, who do have it, you can look and see where your friends are. Now, I've also heard on the flip side, and I think this was Catnip who made this point, He's
on Candy 95.
Yes, one of our Candy 95 DJs. He keeps it on in case something happens to him. People know where he is.
Oh, interesting.
What?
Okay.
How paranoid do you... what does he think's going to happen?
I don't think that's like the... I mean, I think he thinks it's cool and like you can, see where your friends are and you can whatever. But I think... He's also made that point to me about it. I think I don't need people to know where I am on a map.
But there's a map, and all of a sudden, you just disappear. What is that about? Yeah. See? All right, 722.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control, bugging bugs since 1947.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2018-2019 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 3rd.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2018-2019 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Dang, Jake, did you get a new truck?
Nope, just have my old wheels powder coated. Makes the whole truck look brand spanking new.
Oh, let me guess, Jungle Rat Panda Frosting coated them for you.
Earl, it's Jack Rabbit Powder Coating. They sandblasted my wheels to bare metal, sprayed on the new color, and baked it on for a lifetime of good looks.
Well, come on, let's take a ride and show them off.
Forgot to gas up again?
Maybe.
But at least I didn't forget Jackrabbit Powder Coating. It's definitely a company worth remembering.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620, WTAW 723. Can your dog predict an earthquake? We'll talk about that in the next half hour. Remember how when the tsunami happened a few years ago that they thought that the animals could feel that through the, So can your dog do that? We'll find out in a minute. First, more important than that, Pink Starburst, pretty well known as the most popular starburst.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yep, apparently so.
Yep.
But are they trying to kind of outkick their coverage on this, extending the brand? It's a brand new Pink Starburst clothing line.
Oh.
Yeah, really. Launched yesterday.
Okay.
And this isn't just the Starburst logo slapped on some T-shirts. No, no, no.
They
teamed up with Aaron Robertson, whoever that is.
Okay.
Who won season 15 of Project Runway. Oh of course. Well, thank you for telling us because we wouldn't have known.
Correct.
The collection includes things like sweatshirts for $45.
Sure.
That say, I am a pink Starburst. And then, of course, there's the pink denim jacket that can be yours for just $140.
Oh, yeah.
With a graphic of a mouth eating a pink Starburst.
The website is youareapinkstarburst.com.
Oh, aren't you special?
And if you want to extend it even more, bring it into your apartment or your house, they have neon signs that say you are a pink Starburst for only $650.
Oh, sure.
So there you are.
You know, neon signs. Okay.
And Chelsea's already found the website, there it is. youareapinkstarburst.com. By the way, nothing is sold out yet, so you don't have to hurry to the website this morning, and you won't be sadly disappointed when you can't find whatever it is that you thought you wanted that says you're a pink Starburst. I don't know. I don't do that Starburst thing very much. But pink, is that strawberry? Is pink strawberry? Do we know? All right. Who knows?
Maybe. You're a pink Starburst. You're so special.
Just perfect.
Look at
you. There you are. 726. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Okay. Pretty nice day. A little bit breezy. Winds are going to be out of the north, but the temps will be all right. By the way, out of the north up to maybe 25 miles an hour. High temperature will be 74 degrees. Down tonight to around 50 or so with the winds out of the northeast continuing. Sunny tomorrow and 71, but we've got a chance of showers Friday night at 20%. Saturday and Saturday night, pretty good chance, 70% during the day and at night, but the rest of the weekend will be okay and all the way, into the early part of next week, as we'll be in the lower to mid-70s. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 12. Fair skies, we're at 57.
Barker's Heating and Cooling presents another way to make you feel better, an annual checkup for your home comfort system. We'll do a thorough examination and make sure your system's circulation is running great, because a checkup today helps keep the breakdown away. Barker's Heating and Cooling is also offering up to $1,700 in rebates or 0% financing for 72 months. To learn more about a new system or to schedule your checkup, call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 979-314-0618 today, or visit us at barkerservices.com. Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
There's a guy out there named Joe D'Alessandro, folks. He's the president of the San Francisco Visitors Bureau, and his job is to make you want to visit his city. And that's important because tourists and conventions bring in $9 billion a year. From that, City Hall San Francisco takes $725 million off the top in taxes. But Mr. D'Alessandro has gone public with a problem. Visitors are complaining their San Francisco sightseeing experiences include seeing people shooting up drugs in broad daylight, streets littered with dirty needles, garbage, and human poop. Tent camps are all over the place, not to mention threatening behavior by mentally ill or high street people and the homeless. Hotel operators say their guests are swearing to never come back. Store owners have to train workers how to respond when the druggies or the crazies vandalize their properties. Convention goers are flooding social media with horror stories about being victims of crimes. Now, that sounds bad, but there's a marketing gold mine here. The city can now begin selling itself as the great progressive success story that it is. San Francisco has become the world's ultimate sanctuary city, and not just for illegals, but for every addict, every criminal, every predator, every wandering shred of human debris the left defends. They're all at home in San Francisco. So liberals everywhere should come and visit and tiptoe through the poop happily. It's what liberalism provides.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My good friends, you have heard me wax eloquently for years now about Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. So when you hear Mahindra, I'm sure a hardworking, reliable, and bright red tractor is the first thing that comes to mind. But my good friends at Mahindra have an all-new utility vehicle, too. It's called the Mahindra Retriever, and it's built from the ground up right here in America. And listen to these specs. 83 horsepower engine, 60 mile per hour top speed, 2,500 pounds of towing capacity, and a 3-year warranty. So hurry in. see your Mahindra dealer for a test drive. Or learn more about Mahindra tractors and the new Retriever at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Those living in development south of College Station have a second way getting in and out. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters led yesterday's ribbon cutting of extending Mesa Verde Drive from the Indian Lake subdivision to Highway 6 at the overpass to Texas World Speedway.
Not only impacts the folks that are in the Indian Lakes, but as Erickson Road develops and everything that's going on, and we already know that that's happening, it'll impact everything that goes on Erickson Road. And not only that, but we've got emergency traffic that needs to get in back and forth into that area. And this is certainly a quicker way to go in than it would be to come down Arrington and try to get in.
The public-private partnership involved land donated by developer Paul Clark.
Very happy to see this day come. Looking forward to all the potential commercial development stuff that's going to go along right out here on the highway.
The million-dollar project started last November and was completed under budget and ahead of time. The first year has flown by for Bryan School District Superintendent Christy Whitbeck. Year two has started with meeting student leaders at Bryan High and Rudder to discuss safety.
I'm going to meet with all the captains of every team and the presidents of every group. I mean, we've been hearing from adults, but I want to hear from them what they think. And, you know, sometimes they have the best ideas and they know the most, and maybe there's some things we can learn from that.
Planning continues to start a new discipline program next year.
We're going to implement some social skills training across the board. Every month we will have a value that we all believe in and that we're going to be talking about with pre-K all the way to seniors. We're going to open the year with kindness, and that's going to be a basis, but you're going to see us talk about work ethic. You're going to see us talk about a lot of those things that aren't really in the curriculum, but that our staff need to model and that we need to help show kids that are important.
Other goals for year two include a continuing focus on literacy and opening the district's new career and technology campus. 25 students and 7 adults on a Navasota ISD fifth grade field trip were taken to the hospital after 2 of 3 school buses were involved in a crash in Houston yesterday.
The third bus, our trail bus, was rear-ended by a dump truck, and that caused that trail bus to also rear-end the middle bus, the second bus.
Superintendent Stu Musick tells sister station Navasota News everyone who was transported to the hospital has been released.
Everyone was checked out at the scene, but we did have 25 students and 5 adults, 2 drivers that were sent to some area hospitals to be checked out further.
A total of 94 students or staff were on the 3 buses. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson says he continues to get positive feedback about turning the city's former golf course into a super park.
Part of the strong and broad support for doing this park was the idea that we don't have golfers pitted against little leaguers and pitted against people, but people are excited about being a park. There's a tremendous amount of excitement.
On our show, Nelson says the city's recently hired consultants have a reasonable timeline to come up with a design.
This is a special opportunity for us. You know, when you do a park, You can redo it, but it's really expensive if you don't get it right the first time. So we need to measure twice, cut once, and not dilly-dally at all, but make sure that we're not being rushed.
A preliminary design of the $10 to $50 million project is supposed to be done by the end of September. The route and approximate times have been announced for Saturday's motorcade, bringing Barbara Pierce Bush to her burial site.
College Station Police is expecting more than 50 emergency vehicles to be involved in controlling traffic. The motorcade route shows the vehicles exiting the freeway at Texas Avenue and going north on Texas to George Bush Drive, then turning west to the Bush Library. A link to the map is online at WTAW.com. Texas A&M officials estimate the motorcade will be on George Bush Drive Saturday afternoon between 2:20 and 2:35. CSPD suggests being in place by 2 p.m. There will be no public access to the museum grounds on Saturday. The Bush family gravesite will reopen to the public on Sunday. The museum's open with free admission today, closed tomorrow and Saturday, and will reopen with free admission next Monday and Tuesday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The provost at California State University in Fresno is investigating a disparaging tweet posted by an English professor. The Fresno Bee reports the provost considered the professor's tweet as disrespectful. Quoting the tweet from Professor Randa Girard, "Barbara Bush was a generous and smart and amazing racist who, along with her husband, raised a war criminal." The Fresno Bee reported the professor, who is on leave this semester, believes she will never be fired because she has tenure protection, something that is disputed by the provost. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 57 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
When we started Intercon in early 1991, we were well aware that we would be competing with some companies that use unscrupulous techniques to make a quick sale, such as bait and switch, or 40% off if you commit today, or misleading, incomplete quotes. Intercon's practice is to be completely honest and encourage prospective customers to talk to our former customers. We've encouraged customers to get multiple quotes. We are confident and proud of our value proposition for windows, glass, and solar screens. We never want anyone to rush into a decision they will regret in the future. Just remember, warranties are only as good as the people who provide them and are servicing the area when situations arise. This is our home and only marketplace, and we will protect our home turf. You've probably heard the saying, the buck stop here, and that is with me, Brad Beard, president and co-owner of Intercon LLC.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Good morning, 7:38, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Sunshine and a few clouds today, breezy and mild with a high in the middle 70s. Becoming partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows will fall back into the lower 50s. Plenty of clouds and a few sunny breaks on Friday, breezy with a high in the lower to middle 70s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Friday night, low 55 to 60. And cloudy and breezy on Saturday with showers and thunderstorms likely, high again in the middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zane Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie Equestrian was in action yesterday at the NCEA Championships. We'll go over that, as well as Aggie Women's Golf was taking part in the SEC Championships out in Hoover, Alabama. Also, the Houston Rockets have a 2-0 series lead over the Minnesota Timberwolves following last night's 102-82 victory. We'll hear from head coach Mike D'Antoni following the win, and the San Antonio Spurs are back in action tonight as they welcome the Golden State Warriors to town. The Dubs have a 2-0 series lead over the Spurs, so we'll talk about that matchup and more coming up in sports.
7:40. What was that? What was that college in California?
In Fresno.
Yeah.
So it was
Fresno State.
It's time.
No,
it's,
I don't. Let me.
It's time to test the tenure system, huh?
Yeah, let's test it.
Say anything you want.
California State University in Fresno. So Cal State, yeah.
Cal State Fresno, yeah. It's Fresno
okay.
State. That's what that is. Yeah, that's that's their formal name.
Gotcha.
So at Fresno State. So there you are.
Yep. English professor.
We have disparaging comments about the first lady who just passed away. Mm-hmm. And
Well, she started off with she was generous and smart, and then she followed it up with who was an amazing racist who, along with her husband, raised a war criminal.
Right, okay, got that. So anyway, and of course we have the story on the procession that'll be coming through town on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of the show and good buddy, Henry Mayo dug up some interesting stuff on Mrs. Bush, which is what he does. Historically, he tells us about things going on in Bryan College Station. He posted an article that appeared in September of 1970, which was Mrs. Bush's first appearance, at least as a VIP, in Bryan College Station. She came here because her husband, George, was a candidate for the United States Senate.
Okay.
And again, this is 1970. She made two campaign appearances for her husband. She was interviewed on KBTX-TV's Town Talk, which was a 30-minute show where they interviewed people, because everything else was soap operas on TV back then.
Yeah.
And then at 4:30, she was the guest of honor at a public coffee that was at the George Bush for Senate headquarters, which was, of course, in the popular Ridgecrest Shopping Center.
Right. I don't even remember that.
You don't know where that is, do you?
Know.
You have no idea. Ridgecrest Shopping Center used to be one of the most busy intersections in Bryan.
Okay.
The street is Dunn. You don't know where Dunn Street is. If I said Rimco, the rim store where you buy tires and stuff.
Sure, yes.
And there's, a furniture rental place right there.
Okay,
which used to be a grocery store.
Yeah.
Well, that shopping center on the right-hand side was the Ridgecrest Shopping Center.
Okay.
I think it has a pawn shop in it and fatty smoke shop or something.
Yes, yes. Okay. I know exactly what you're talking
about.
There
used to be a post office there.
It's by Aaron's.
Exactly,
is the rental
that's it.
Store.
There was a popular barber shop there.
Okay.
I mean, this was a place that was happening, and obviously that's where Mr. Bush's Senate stuff.
Yeah,
was,
the headquarters was. Okay.
But the Ridgecrest Shopping Center.
As soon as you said fatty smoke shop, Chelsea knew exactly where you were talking about.
No, I knew where he was going. It's near Babe's Donuts,
that's
too.
Right. Mrs. Bush would write a monthly column for Texas newspapers about a housewife's lifestyle in Washington, and had a collection of color slides that she brought along with little-known and interesting places to visit in Washington,
Color
D.C.
slides? Like a PowerPoint?
Yeah.
Like before PowerPoint?
Exactly. Like a 1970 PowerPoint.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think I've told this story on the show before, but when a friend of mine and I were in middle school, her older brother was going to homecoming, and they decided their group went out to take pictures at the library. And so we tagged along because we just wanted to, you know, see all the big kids dressed up and taking their pictures. And so we're out there, and all of a sudden these, you know, Secret Service guys start showing up around us, and here comes George and Barb, and they're walking, you know, because they were in town for whatever reason.
Sure.
Well, they stop and they, you know, start talking to us, and not necessarily me and my friend, but the homecoming
group. Right.
And then they jumped in and took some pictures with the group, and it was really cool. So the other day when she passed away, I text messaged my friend and I said, my favorite Barbara memory was when we were together and we were watching the big kids go to homecoming.
Yeah, that's,
so
that's
it was awesome. Yeah.
I remember for Johnny Day a couple of years ago, his first pro day here, when 41 and Babs showed up and Babs was walking the presidential pooches around the indoor practice facility.
There you go.
The music changed really quick, too, because they had some music. Yeah. They had some music playing for Johnny, and then whenever the Prez and the First Lady showed up.
Yeah, I think so. Funny. All right, so we'll give it a few days, but I know the people who are out in South County are really happy now that Mesa Verde goes all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And for folks who don't know or care, it goes over the overpass right near Texas World Speedway.
Right.
Okay, so that's where that is. And that's to get into the southern part of the county to that Indian Lakes, which is that subdivision out there. That's probably a good thing for emergency vehicles. But
absolutely.
I wanted to say that if you work at the big school or you need to be over on that side of town, how are you going to go now? Because you're going to have to go over and then get on the access road right there by Lowe's, and then you're going to have to still get on Fitch. Or maybe you're going to go farther down on the freeway. You may decide to do that.
All the way to university,
You're still going to get in traffic.
Yeah.
But anyhow, we'll give that a week or so and see how those folks out in South County feel about that whole idea. Oh, all right. Do you want to do the thing about the earthquake over the dogs or the fact that millennials know nothing about anything?
Oh, either one. You pick.
We hear a lot of hating on millennials.
There is some heavy hate on millennials. But anyway, in the meantime, we'll do this. For centuries, people believed that strange behavior from dogs or cats or cows or elephants or whatever could predict an imminent earthquake. But apparently, for the first time, they've really done rigorous analysis on this. They've published this, of course, in the well-known Bulletin of the Seismological Society of America, which we all try to read. We fight over the copies when they get here.
Sure.
Yeah, anyway, they have suggested that most of this evidence, if you will, consists of a single observation or some anecdote that really could not be tested rigorously. So the authors are suggesting that the question that researchers should be analyzing is, in fact, evidence that abnormal animal behavior predicts earthquakes. And right now, they don't know. They've got 729 reports, and 160 of them are related to earthquakes. Basically, I don't think we have to worry about earthquakes here. I don't think so either. If so, that would be kind of a story. But it would seem to indicate that based on the information that they have, the dogs and cats really don't.
They can't. Yeah.
They don't. So just letting you know.
I saw a shower thought earlier today on social media. What do you think dogs' names are for us?
Exotum and Florian. We love.
Go ahead. That's fine. Do you have a thought?
I don't know.
Human.
What? Human. Well, you think you think Coda calls you human?
No, she calls me mom.
Obviously.
She doesn't call you anything.
Obviously.
But the idea is,
what does she think? If she thinks of me as the feeder. She feeds me and she walks me.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what it is. You are my food source.
What's the quote that a dog, you feed a dog, you take a dog for a walk, you clean up after it, the dog thinks that you're God, and a cat sees, oh, this person feeds me, cleans up after me, takes care of me, I must be God.
That's it.
You put your mower through a lot. All that back and forth on all those acres can add up to thousands of miles. Gravely mowers are built for all-day performance, helping you get the job done season after season. And right now, you can get 0% financing on all Gravely zero-turn mowers. Head to ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road today. ASAP Equipment, your local independent Gravely dealer. Hurry, at 0% financing, these mowers won't last long. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Child's Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Child's Dermatology uses the most advanced, elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Child's Dermatology for laser hair removal with the elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Ladies, if you're a newlywed, I should warn you, there's another woman in your husband's life. That's right, his mother. But take heart, you can keep your relationship with your mother-in-law from turning adversarial. It starts with this. No guy wants to be stuck in an argument between his wife and his mother. That's a no-win situation for him. No matter what he does, he's letting someone down who's important to him. So do everything that you can to be a participant in the relationship instead of an obstacle. You can't control your mother-in-law's behavior, but you can control your response. I also recommend that you and your husband find some common ground for how involved this mom should be in your marriage. Couples deserve some privacy, of course, but mothers still love their sons, even if they're married. The main thing is, don't cross the line and communicate the wrong thing. Butt out is not the message you're going for. In general, just be as warm as you can be. Invite your mother-in-law into your lives where you can. Keep in touch with her on the phone, through email, or take her out to lunch once in a while. Send her a note thanking her for raising a wonderful son and husband. Find a way to connect with her. And if things got off to a bumpy start, do your part to heal the relationship. At the very least, don't escalate the problem. The better your relationship with your mother-in-law, the better your marriage. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My name is Dr. Jonathan Greenberg. Stop what you are doing because what I'm about to say will improve the quality of your life. ZYPPAH.com. That's ZPA. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. ZPA is designed to be comfortable, affordable, and effective at eliminating snoring. I want to help you stop snoring. Go to ZPA.com and order now. ZYPPAH.com. Snoring is a serious matter. ZPA will conquer your snoring problems. Go to ZPA.com and order now.
Here's the cold, hard truth about hard water in our homes. Nearly 90% of America is affected by it. Hard water contains harsh minerals that can dry out skin and hair. Hard water can raise our electricity bill by up to 48%. It even creates buildup in pipes that can lead to pathogenic bacteria growth. Stressed out yet? Don't be. Salt-based water softeners can solve all your hard water issues. Get the full scoop at alittlesalt.org.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It is 7:52. The Texas A&M Equestrian Team won all three of its meets in the event championships and the NCEA championships yesterday. Reigning began the day with a 3-1 victory over Fresno State before the Aggies topped Sweetbriar 3-1 in equitation on the flat. Horsemanship closed out the day with a 4-0 triumph over West Texas A&M. Now the fourth-seeded Aggies begin the team championship this morning at 8:35 in Waco. Aggie women's golf finds itself in 12th place following the first round of the SEC Championships in Hoover. The Aggs sit in 12th place at 24 over par and are 6 strokes off the cut to reach match play. Alabama leads the tournament with a 2 under 286. Maddie Zarek paces the maroon and white individually at 2 over par. Round 2 gets underway today at 9:10 a.m. at Greystone Golf and Country Club. For the third time this season and fourth time in his career, senior Arthur Rinderneck has been named SEC Player of the Week in men's tennis. Rinderneck, the number 10 player in the country, according to the ITA, picked up a pair of ranked singles wins over the weekend to help the number 5 Aggies clinch the 2018 SEC Championship. The Houston Rockets now have a 2-0 series lead over Minnesota following last night's 102-82 victory over the Timberwolves. Chris Paul scored 27 points, and Gerald Green came off the bench to score 21 as Houston used a 37-point second quarter to go on top for good.
Here's Coach Mike D'Antoni after the win.
We didn't play very well the first quarter, obviously, but they're only up five. It's 23-18. And then sooner or later, we've got too many guys. Somebody's going to catch fire, you hope. And if not, you lose that game, you go to the next one. But Gerald did it. He came in. We were struggling, and he hit a couple threes, opened it up. And then once you see the ball go in and once you get the monkey off your back, all that stuff, then we played pretty well for about 2.5 quarters. Defensively played well the whole game.
Game three between the Rockets and Timberwolves is slated for Saturday night in Minnesota. The wife of San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich has died. The Spurs confirmed Darren Popovich's death but didn't provide further details. Now, no word on if Pop will be on the sideline for San Antonio's Game 3 matchup against Golden State tonight. The Spurs find themselves in a 2-0 series hole. Tip-off is at 8:30 in the Alamo City. On the baseball diamond, Texas ace Cole Hamels was touched up for 3 runs in the 6th inning as the Rangers fell to the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday 4-2.
We've got to go out there and we've got to win ball games. So, it leaves it to kind of, the April that, you're not really looking forward to because you do want to get on the best start. But at the same time, guys are, getting out there, they're gaining experience. And, I think, for what it's worth, definitely going to grow as a team and these guys are going to get better. And we're going to come together and really make a good play.
That's Hamels after the loss. Offensively, Shin-Soo Choo homered in the 2nd straight game for Texas, which falls to 7-13 on the year. After struggling over the last week, the Houston Astros offense finally broke out last night, scoring 6 runs in the 7th to beat the Seattle Mariners 7-1. Leadoff man George Springer said it was only a matter of time.
Yeah, it's early. You can't put a lot of kind of stress on these first games. It takes time. Our offense will click and it'll go. Obviously we had 12 hits or so tonight, which is obviously good for us. So, hopefully it can snowball effect and we'll see what happens.
Springer finished the night 2-for-4 with 2 RBI. Garrett Cole got it done on the mound, allowing 1 unearned run on 5 hits and 7 innings of work. Houston will look to cap off the series win over Seattle this afternoon when the Stros and M's duke it out at 2:40 at Safeco. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run. Here's just a few of my team.
This is Marvin Tate, and I want you to know that I support Margaret Meese for District Clerk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jennifer Hathaway. I know that Margaret Meese has the skill set, discipline, and determination to execute the duties as our next Brazos County District Clerk. Won't you join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese?
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, you millennials out there.
Tell me what I'm bad at.
All right. Well, first of all,
I don't know.
Don't even know what a butter knife is.
Oh, okay. I do know what a butter knife is.
It's any knife you can use to cut butter.
Is that it?
Okay. Because any knife automatically can become a butter knife.
Well, they have a long list. I mean, we talk like 15 things that millennials can't do. But basically, between 20 and 25% of you can't fry an egg, can't cook a cheeseburger, don't know how to cook rice without using a rice cooker, can't make mashed potatoes or broccoli. 35% of you don't know how to cook garlic bread. How difficult could that be? 50% can't make roast chicken. 50% don't know how to cook a medium ribeye steak. 60% of you don't know how to cook fried chicken. And 60% don't know how to bake a birthday cake.
I've never cooked fried chicken.
Yeah?
But I could probably follow a recipe. I've done all that other stuff.
Yeah, frying chicken is not that easy.
Well,
right.
It's a lot of work. Have you not seen The Help?
No.
Well, they have to. She has to teach that woman how to fry chicken.
I watched a whole documentary on fried chicken. I would just rather let the experts do it.
Yeah. Well,
KFC, that's
probably right. The Sox in Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox isn't supposed to be a weird spelling of the word socks. It is short for stockings. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Well, there.
And the Cincinnati Reds are the Red Legs.
Yep, that's right.
Whoa.
The Mets are the Metropolitans.
Look at Mr. Baseball over there.
But the Astros are not the Astronauts. So, you know, you got that going on.
The A's are the Athletics.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, I did know that one.
Right. It's going to be about 71 and breezy today. Brian, Broadcasting Station, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, College Station. Brian, so much for sports names this morning.